Java delivered.
Thank you.
What do you want, buddy, here?
As light rain fell Saturday morning, a quartet of men in white disposable coveralls shoveled wet insulation into trash bags outside of homes in Carrboro's Weatherhill Point. The group carried the debris torn out by either last month's floods or the ensuing restoration work to a nearby trailer, tossing it onto a tall stack of bags set to be hauled out of the community. Just down the road, an even bigger group of people teamed up to dig out mulch from the community playground. The equipment sits near Weatherhill Point's mailboxes, with its announcement board 6 feet off the ground, still showing a molded water line of how high Chantal's floodwaters reached the night of July 6th. Lars Knapp, the area's HOA president, said the goal of the group's shoveling was to remove contaminated dirt and any dangerous items hidden underneath.
By the morning on July 7th, the water had retreated from the playground, but all of the mulch had been very disrupted, and there was a lot of chairs and debris and things that had collected in the playground area.
More than 30 people showed up Saturday morning to help with the cleanup, which Knapp had envisioned as a drop-in opportunity for volunteers to help with small projects around Weatherhill Point. Instead, most of the group, which was a mix of residents and other community members, stayed for the whole morning to help complete tasks. The goal, according to Knapp, was to remove small debris left behind from the bigger cleaning efforts of recent weeks that could still create hazards, like nails, glass, sharp pieces of wood, or housing materials not yet gathered.
Thankfully, we've had Carrboro Public Works out here every single day since a couple days after the flood, despite the impact that they had. And they've been gobbling up debris. We have been fortunate to remove, I'd say, 98% of the debris, and today was about that last 2% that was scattered throughout the neighborhood.
Robert Bradford said he and his wife find something to do each day to clean up the areas around their home, which sits not far from Weatherhill Point's pond, but escaped having any flood damage. Bradford said they treat the recovery tasks as both exercise and sweat equity, aiming to help their peers however possible. He said seeing a few dozen other people take that same approach on Saturday was encouraging, describing it as a prime example of community spirit.
It's a way of trying to create order out of chaos, right? This flood creates chaos in this neighborhood. How do we, bit by bit, create order, right? And there's a physical advantage to that, but there's also a psychological advantage to that, right? When people get out there and walk the neighborhood, looks a little better, slight improvement, day by day. That's what this is about. So that's what we're seeing with our neighbors, that's what we're seeing with friends and family who come here to help out.
Pull the screen out of the pond, which is great. Still like a bunch of stuff in there that we're never gonna see, you know?
After finishing some of her other tasks, Weatherhill Point resident Karina Yariv helped by fishing trash and items out of one of the ponds not far from her damaged home. Over the course of a few minutes, she pulled out a window screen, trash can, and clothing from the home at the edge of the stormwater feature. Yariv is among the many affected residents now weighing whether to rebuild or sell their houses. Some are using resources like Habitat for Humanity to cover remediation, while others quickly hired contractors to either start a lengthy restoration or simply tackle the immediate damage. For Yariv, it's looking like it may not be worth trying to move back in. Although, she added that she does not want to live far away because of how much her family appreciates the neighborhood's sense of community.
Yeah, we really, really loved our home. But I think so did everyone else.
4 days away from the one-month mark since Chantal's historic rains, Weatherhill Point had not regained the quaint atmosphere it held before. Knapp, though, was quick to point out how much has improved since the floodwaters swept through and wrecked many spaces, especially after collective work like the weekend's cleanup.
It doesn't feel like a month because of how fast that period went, but it does seem that way when you look at the neighborhood and see how far we've come from the first day.
The volunteers on Saturday did just that. As the morning turned to afternoon and sun began to come out from a patch in the clouds, people grabbed some sandwiches brought by residents and surveyed the scene as they left. The community is not back to normal yet, but its efforts are helping the recovery. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.